The beginning of a new year can often be filled with hope and optimism, and then before we know it, it feels like it's going to crash and burn. Today, let's talk about how to take the blue out of Blue Monday and keep going with a high vibe, positive spirit, and with the knowledge that you are going to make things happen this year. Welcome to the Dive Into Your Career podcast. This is Dive Into Your Career, the podcast designed to help students like you take impactful steps towards your career goals. I'm Gina Visram, a qualified careers coach and consultant who is so proud to be your careers cheerleader. You are in the right place if you are a determined student or the proud supporter of one. Here, you will embrace career development in a unique spirit of fun, not fear. Let's dive in. Hey, lovely. You are listening to the Dive Into Your Career podcast. I am your host, Gina Visram, and this is the first episode of 2024. I am so happy to be here with you. And I'm also really excited about what is in store for this podcast this year. So I would encourage you, as soon as you are done listening to this episode, if you haven't already, make sure you hit the subscribe button, because this is the place to be for students and graduates on their journey from education to entrepreneurship and employment. And those who want to be making that journey in a spirit of fun and optimism, not fear and overwhelm. Now, I'm really excited about the work that I'm going to be doing with Your Career and Future this year. I will be letting you know more about that. And as you're probably sensing, I've got some real positive energy about this. And trust me, in a world and socioeconomic climate where it feels like there's a lot to feel down about, it really does take some work to be feeling this positive and this high vibe. And in this particular episode, we are going to be acknowledging Blue Monday. And we're going to be talking about some of the ways that you can get past and get through it in some of that really kind of high vibe energy. So what is Blue Monday? Blue Monday, as I believe many of these newer sort of ideas are, Blue Monday was probably created by an organization that saw an opportunity with this. But it doesn't take away from the validity of the idea, which is why I think the topic comes around year after year, because there is some genuine legitimacy here. So Blue Monday is the 3rd January of the year. And it is said to be a particularly depressing time of year, where certainly in the Northern Hemisphere, our weather is cold, the Christmas lights and the festive lights are no longer up, and we may have started the year on a high when it comes to our goals and our aspirations, but a few weeks in, we're not green juicing enough, exercising enough, we haven't made progress with that big thing. And it's starting to just feel like more of the same. It's feeling a bit meh. So that is the idea of Blue Monday. And as I said, I think I read it was created by a travel company. And actually, I don't know whether you've realized, but often there are there's lots of marketing for travel at this time of year, encouraging you to book your holiday for the year. And, you know, one of the things that we hope to help you with here on the Dive Into Your Career podcast and any early careers work you do with Your Career and Future is it's about building a life that you don't need to escape from, right? It's about building a life and career that you love. But y'all, that doesn't take away from the fact that we love us some travel. So my daughter, hubby, and I have recently come back from Guyana. If you're listening to this in real time, at the time of recording this in early 2024, we went to Guyana. We visited my parents. It was beautiful. My nearly 8-year-old daughter actually hadn't been since she was a baby when I was on maternity leave because we were due to go in 2020. Nobody's plans happened in 2020. Well, travel plans anyway. And as such, it had been really a long time since she had visited her maternal grandparents' home. So we went, we loved it. Lots of beautiful togetherness, lots of family and extended relative time. My daughter got to meet her cousins. I got to hang out with mine. Like, it was beautiful. Oh, and the weather was great too. And as a girly who has been in the UK for 25 years, but still is not used to the cold, I can tell you that I could be looking at Blue Monday as a very Blue Monday indeed. But here's the thing. There is so much pressure that we put on ourselves at the beginning of a new year. And what I hope to help you navigate is how to positively take the collective energy of something new and positive, right? While recognizing it's not the only time of the year to set goals. This isn't a time for new year, new me, because everything has just been crappy before. But there is kind of an energy of change in a new year. And so if that's going to help you to make some decisions about where you want to focus your energy in the coming year, then that is great. So, when it comes to Blue Monday, I think that there is so much pressure because it feels like it's the new year, let's do all of these amazing things, go, go, go. But if you can find a way to balance the goals and the ambitions with the kindness to yourself, then we're on to a winner, and Blue Monday, my love, isn't going to get us. So, yes, it is cold potentially where you are. Yes, sometimes the commute feels like, oh, you would rather be doing anything else. And also, if you are a student, you may be edging into another season of applying for jobs and feeling the humility and how humbled we all end up being on the job search by not securing opportunities that we're perfectly qualified for and that we're really excited for. And there's a lot to balance and a lot to do. I think if we let ourselves dwell on the things that feel unfulfilling, then it's going to feel really tricky to move forward with the positivity and the vibe that we are seeing for ourselves in 2024. So, what do you do? What do you do when you are a student or graduate and you are on the search for an internship and are feeling stressed about not getting it? Or you are seeking a job after graduation? Or you are just tired of the process of applying for jobs, or perhaps even figuring out what on earth it is that you want to do after education. The tip that I then have for Blue Monday actually applies all year round, and that is build yourself a high vibe playlist. That is one of the main messages that I want to leave with you today, because I don't know about you, but I find it's quite hard to feel blue when my favorite type of music is playing, when it comes to dancing, when it comes to feeling great. And while for me, that kind of music is often either like soca music, often from Trinidad or Barbados, particularly, but also soca music more widely. Like, I love it. It makes me think of carnival. I dance around my kitchen, my office, on my commute. Like, no jokes. It is one of the surefire things to cheer me up. Sometimes also some 90s, kind of early 2000s R&B will do the same. Or a bit of reggaeton, like anything with a really cool vibe that is going to get me swinging my hips and dancing. This is quite a cool thing to do this Blue Monday, right? To put together a high vibe playlist because it is usable like all the time, right? Want to lift your energy when you've woken up first thing in the morning? Play that high vibe playlist. just had another rejection letter from a role that you went for? Play that high vibe playlist. Feeling a bit anxious about going for your next interview or assessment center? What are you gonna do? Say it with me now, lovely. Play that high vibe playlist. So that is really going to be the one tip I'm going to give you around Blue Monday this year. Really inspired by Blue Monday, my lovely, because you may be listening to this way after that. But a high vibe playlist is such an absolute joy. And what I might do is share some of my favorite songs from mine with you, right? In case you like them too. But more importantly than that, it's for you to work out your own, right? It is the songs that make you smile, the songs that make you move, the songs that change your state. And while I love a good ballad, I mean love, I'm kind of a Luther Vandross, Mariah Carey, John Legend kind of girl, right? This is not the kind of music that I'm talking about. I don't typically think that some of those slow, beautiful tracks are the things that are going to change your state in the higher vibe, more energetic way that we are talking about. And that is really it. I think I'm going to stop on the one tip because, you know, I was going to go into like getting some rest and working on your routine and doing all of these things, but let's start simple, right? 2024, new year. New episode, first one in a while, got to admit. And so let's start simple. Let's start with one thing. Let's look at the high vibe playlist. And that is very much inspired by the notion of Blue Monday. So what's on your playlist? What is on your playlist? If you have heard this episode or if you saw the link via LinkedIn or via TikTok or maybe via Instagram, maybe I'll revisit that, then do feel free to comment below. I would love to hear from that. But also, guess what? And I'm so excited about this development. My website is live, and I'll tell you why that impacts you in a minute, right? I'm not trying to be me about this. But truth be told, this website has been a very long time in the making and coming. And all of that. And it is now live. It is yourcareerandfuture.com. That's yourcareerandfuture.com. And guess what? On the podcast page, is it on the podcast page of the site? Tell a lie. No, it is. It is. On the podcast page of the website, you can leave a video or audio recording or a message letting me know what topics you would like to hear here on the Dive Into Your Career podcast. Isn't that amazing? I think that's amazing because I want to make it as easy as possible for you to be in touch. So yes, of course, you can email me at gina@yourcareerandfuture.com. Always love to hear from you there. But yeah, if you want to leave a recording, audio, video, or send a message, then go to the podcast page of the Your Career and Future website, and that is where you can do that. All right, my lovely, there are going to be so many more episodes of the Dive Into Your Career podcast. I'm also going to be getting back into interviewing, right? So I'm really looking forward to that too. So make sure you have subscribed if you haven't. And as ever, if you like what you hear, please do tell a friend. Please send them a link. And let's have a great year ahead. Really looking forward to continuing to walk alongside you on this early careers journey. Take care and let's catch up soon here on the podcast. Thank you for listening today. To keep up to date with Dive Into Your Career, leave your details on bit.ly/diveintothelist. See you soon.